Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Michael。
今天我们要聊聊最近全世界的焦点——卢浮宫。
That's right, because there was an incredible jewelry heist in broad daylight at the Louvre.
那这次在卢浮宫呢，一些法国国宝级的珍贵珠宝在光天化日之下被四个盗贼偷掉。不过最近呢，好像其中已经有一些嫌犯被捕。
Yes, arrests have been made, and by the time you're listening to our show, maybe all the suspects have already been arrested and the jewelry has been recovered.
Let's hope so, 希望如此啊。其实我觉得很多人这次听到这个劫案的第一反应就是，哇，简直像一部电影。
Yeah, we couldn't believe it when we first heard this story.It's like a heist movie, almost like Mission Impossible or the Thomas Crown Affair.
没错，你用到了一个非常精彩的词啊 ,heist, H-E-I-S-T, 意思就是抢劫、盗窃。
Yes, we can almost call this heist at the Louvre the heist of the century.
对，那我们今天的节目呢，就要跟大家好好的来分解、拆解一下这次的 Louvre heist 啊。那 Michael, heist 这个词跟比如抢劫，我们可能先学到的是一个 robbery， 对吧？这两个相比 ，heist 好像更高智商、更 high intelligence、high tech 一点，然后听起来更加高级。
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We would talk about maybe a bank getting robbed or a house getting robbed, but a robbery isn't usually as sophisticated, which the Louvre heist certainly seems to be. Usually involves a lot more intelligent people, advanced technology, and experts, whereas a robbery is just three random guys trying to make money, something like that.
好，那我们现在就来具体拆解一下这次的卢浮宫 heist。
Let's turn back the clock and go back to about 2 weeks ago, okay? At 9:30 a.m. on a quiet Parisian Sunday morning, a van parked on a quiet side of the Louvre, the most visited museum in the world.
我们来看看卢浮宫到底要怎么读啊。
Louvre, Louvre.
这法语发音比较难。它的拼法spelling 是 L-O-U-V-R-E.
So just in English, right? If you just want to say this in English, we just say the Louvre, Louvre. We don't have to get so fancy, yeah.
那个 proper 法语是什么 the Louvre, 是吧
Yeah, right. Yeah, the Louvre. Yeah, that's right.
就后面那个 R-E 有点难发音。
That's right, that R-E sound, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. 那 the Louvre 就行了。Mm-hmm. 那很多 museum 前面要加一个 the, 比如纽约那个现代美术馆，对吧 ?The MoMA, 然后这个 the Louvre, 因为只有这一个 word 特指 being specific. 好，那卢浮宫呢是世界上这个去的人最多、游客最多的美术馆、艺术馆。然后这一次我们要关注四个男人。
Four men dressed in workman uniform got out and attached a ladder to the van. They calmly climbed up the ladder and opened the window of the Apollo Gallery, which showcased the crown jewels of the French monarchy.
所以这一次，其实他们偷掉了价值连城的珠宝，但是 all it took was these four men.但可能他后面 plan 的人有很多啊、mm-hmm. 但真的执行的对吧 The people who carried it out 就是这四个人。然后呢他们就用了很简单的一些设备比如说一个梯子。
Oh yeah, so this is a ladder, right? So this is a ladder, this is usually like a metal or wooden device used to climb to high ledges, you know, 10, 20 feet off the ground.
好，那他们就顺着这个梯子爬进了卢浮宫一间非常金碧辉煌的房间，叫 Apollo Gallery, 阿波罗展厅啊。Mm-hmm. 我去卢浮宫很多次 ，but I have yet to visit Apollo Gallery, and now the jewels are gone. 现在已经没东西看。
So yeah, incredible story, right? I mean, this is amazing. We talk about the crown jewels, right? The crown jewels being like maybe the most important jewels in the whole country, right?
Okay. 那这个 jewels 或者 jewelry 就是珠宝啊。那 jewelry 就是珠宝的一个统称。然后 jewels 后面复数加 s 的就是具体讲的一些几件珠宝。那这儿的 crown 就是什么 king 啊 queen 啊这些是吧
Yeah, that's right. So it's related to the royal family.
Okay, 所以是皇室珠宝. It's not just any jewelry. 是这个 monarchy 戴的, huh?
Yeah, the monarchy, when you think about in history, France and, in England, they had kings and queens. You know, it just shows that these jewelry goes back hundreds and hundreds of years.
对, monarchy的意思呢, 就是君王制, so French monarchy, 就是法国当时君王统治之下所戴的这些珠宝。 好，那这一次这个 Apollo Gallery 阿波罗展厅呢，它是展示了这些珠宝
to showcase, right? To showcase or to show the world this precious jewels.
好，那这一系列的操作，包括最后去抢劫这些 jewelry jewels， 一共才花了七分钟。
That's right. In a swift 7 minutes, these robbers, disguised as workmen, stole 8 pieces of precious jewelry with an estimated worth of $100 million and fled on scooters in broad daylight.
Okay, 那刚刚这句话我们听到了很多数字啊。首先，他们七分钟动作非常快，然后呢，这里快我们用的英文词是。
Swift in this case. And swift obviously means really fast. So it's just a maybe more poetic way than saying a fast 7 minutes.
那 Swift 其实 Taylor Swift 他的 surname 他的姓就是这个词哈。Yeah, it's a
great name. Yeah.
So in swift 7 minutes, 然后这四个人呢，他们其实是乔装装扮成工人。
These robbers disguised. So disguised is when you wear a costume, so nobody knows who you really are.
就是来掩饰你真正的身份, right? So if you are disguised, it means you're trying to hide your real identity.
So get a great costume for them to steal stuff, right? They were disguised as workmen, and they stole 8 pieces of precious jewelry. Precious.
Precious就是很珍贵嘛, like very, not only very expensive, but usually quite rare, 就比较少见.
So perfect for maybe art or jewelry or something, yeah, expensive, right?
对,那这一次他们所偷掉的这些皇室珠宝估值估计的价格是1亿美金。
So this was estimated worth of $100 million. Estimated is approximate, sort of like almost or around $100 million.
好,然后呢,他们就光天化日之下坐上了助动车, once again, not very high-tech, some scooters, 然后就逃掉了。Right,
so that verb we used was they fled on scooters. So fled is actually the past simple of they flee. Flee is to get away from somewhere, right? To get away from an area. So they got away riding on scooters.
所以呢,这个to flee就是逃跑啊, 然后fled就是它的过去式。好,那scooters,这个我们日常生活中很常见就是助动车, so not even motorcycles, 就是比较小的scooters.
Yeah, I guess you could say it kind of looks very natural, right? Maybe you see 4 guys on the scooters and you don't even care, right? So it's part of the disguise, right?
没错,就不太容易引起注意啊,特别是 他们这一次所有的这些行动还不是晚上,是光天化日之下。
Yeah, this is a really common expression in English, in broad daylight. This is often used when you do something unexpected in the daytime. You know, like maybe they walk into the bank and steal money and walk out the front door in broad daylight. So you would not expect to do this in a normal day.
所以就是中文那个光天化日之下,通常就是有什么不太好 criminal 或者不应该发生的事情。好，那不像我们经常看到的那种 heist movie 啊，里面都是什么特别高科技，对吧？ High tech tools. 这次他们就用了一些很简单的工具。Right,
they only use really simple tools here. You know, the reaction in France to the brazen heist has been a mix of shock, anger, humiliation, as well as fascination.
对,就是好像用那么简单的一些工具,而且还是有 security guards, 因为 Louvre 已经开门了嘛,然后 they pulled it off, 他们居然成功了,所以这是一个特别胆大包天的啊,特别 brazen的一个 heist.
Exactly, so brazen was when you do something is maybe shameless, you do something amazing or shocking, right? Like, I can't believe you said that, it's so brazen.
brazen 基本上它是贬义 it's negative, right? Like, 就像你讲的 shameless, 就是你不应该这么做你怎么可以到卢浮宫把这个珠宝抢掉而且 in broad daylight, so it's a very brazen heist. That explains why, 就是特别法国民众的反应就是很震惊然后他们也很愤慨然后还有就是觉得很丢脸
Exactly. So this sense of humiliation, this is a fantastic word. A lot of students, a lot of our listeners will know this word embarrassed, right? But humiliation is almost even stronger. It's like 5,000 people saw you do something very silly and now you feel terrible every time you walk outside. I'm humiliated.
就是很羞耻很耻辱所以它的程度比 embarrassment要高很多啊，对啊，所以法国还有很多人觉得它是一个国家的奇耻大辱 ，it's a national humiliation。但是呢，当中也伴有了一些很着迷，就很 curious， 很想知道细节。
Yeah, and again, just going back to what we said earlier about the movies, like we're watching this, we're like, how can this be real? We want to know more. We want to know every little detail about this story. So they're angry, but they're also very curious. Like we want to understand how they did this. It's fascinating.Yeah, so the feeling for the French people is a combination of both humiliation as well as fascination, right? They want to know more about this story.
对 fascination 就是你对一件事情极度的好奇 super curious, 然后你不断的想知道 wow, tell me more. That's fascination. Or you can say this whole thing, this whole heist is fascinating.
Exactly. So you can describe things that are very curious or wild or different to you. It's like, wow, it's so fascinating. Yeah, tell me more about it. I want to know more.
好，法国的警方啊，官方他们说这一次的这个 heist 呢，劫案显然是经过非常精心的策划和准备。
So French authorities have recently said that the heist was meticulously planned and said it exposed vulnerabilities in the security systems at the Louvre.
精心策划，当然你可以说 it was well planned. 但是如果比这个 well planned 更加的好
Exactly. Meticulous means that you thought about every single little tiny detail. And these are experts. Remember how we talked about that word heist, right?
Yeah.
These are experts. A lot of people are suspecting that maybe some of these people used to work at the Louvre. And that's why they know all these little details.
Oh, 一个 insider job, 是吧？有内部的啊，好 meticulous or meticulously 副词，意思就是滴水不漏，然后 perfect, flawless 是吧？但最后还是被抓到了，因为现在这个 you know 他们最后也是面包车里的 DNA， 你一有 DNA， 基本上就很难逃了。
No matter how meticulous they are, they still ended up getting caught.
没错，但这次的劫案确实也暴露了卢浮宫安保体系一些非常大的漏洞啊，暴露一件事情，特别是一些这个缺陷，英文我们用的词是。
So to expose something, in English we say expose vulnerabilities. To expose is basically to make something known, to reveal something. So maybe there was a hole or a door that was left unlocked, and finally we know about it, but we didn't know about it before, so that information was revealed to the world.
是的，那安保体系的这个疏漏或者一些 weakness， 我们这儿也用到了一个比较高级的英文词。
Exactly, vulnerabilities is essentially a weakness or maybe again a little problem that they never knew about before and has been exploited. Yeah.
然后这个除了说一些什么大的系统啊 system vulnerabilities， 我们也可以形容人，是吧？我们每个人都有很多不同的 vulnerabilities。
Yeah, this word vulnerability is not just used in technology. It can also be used with people, as you said. So if you're feeling vulnerable with one of your friends, it basically means that you're letting them know when you're in pain, right? You're showing them some of your weakness because you trust them and you're very close to them.
好，那这一次的劫案呢，也让这个法国敲响了警钟，所以卢浮宫的安保体系会有一次大的这个重整和升级。
A complete overhaul and upgrade of the Louvre security system has since been announced. Good news.
那 overhaul 就是以前的东西不好，所以我们基本上都不要了，要从头再来 ，right?
Yeah. So to completely remake or to completely rebuild from the ground up, that's what it means.
好，那看完了盗窃是如何发生的，我们接下来看看为什么他们会偷珠宝。
It's a good question. The thieves weren't after art masterpieces or even the most high-profile jewelry. Instead, they stole less famous pieces since those are easier to offload.
That's why. 好，那他们没有选择一些大师级的画作哈，大师是 master， 一幅作品是 a piece of art， 所以你把这两个词放在一起就是大师级的画作。
Yeah, masterpiece might be one of the best words you can use to describe some of these most famous art pieces like the Mona Lisa or something like that. Oh, it's his masterpiece or my masterpiece.
其实 masterpiece 除了形容 paintings， 很多不同的works of art, 艺术作品不管是音乐、电影都可以用 masterpiece.
Yeah, for example, in film, we talk about The Godfather as a masterpiece.
好，那他们这次呢，去偷的也不是这个 Apollo Gallery 里面最有名、辨识度最高的珠宝哈。
Yeah, exactly. So this would be high profile. That would be very like famous, well known, whereas low profile is something that nobody really knows about. So it makes sense that it's easier to sell these low profile pieces.
Okay, so easier to offload, O-F-F-L-O-A-D. 这里的意思呢就是 get rid of things, but selling them, 脱手。
Yeah, so the idea is to sell something and then maybe within a few days, you know, sell it for cash. There's no point in stealing something if you can't sell it, right?
因为这个 jewelry 上面的黄金现在黄金价格非常高嘛，可以被熔掉，对吧？然后里面的这个 stone 钻石啊什么，你可以 reset， 就整个把这些珠宝都拆解下来。They're not selling them as complete pieces.
Gold can be melted down, while diamonds and other precious stones could be reset. However, experts say that the value will be significantly reduced if the jewelry was disassembled.
Okay, so disassemble 一件东西，我们来看看它的这个 part of the word to assemble， 这个意思是要把它装起来。
So if you're building something, you're taking many pieces and putting them all together. So the negative form would be taking something complex and taking it apart.
好，但是呢，如果这样的话，它的价格就会大大的降低。所以这次法国的政府就出来呼吁啊 ，They're trying to appeal to these robbers， 就说你们不要这样，因为这样的话，第一也不值钱，再加上这些珠宝对法国来说是它的情绪价值是无价的。
Yeah, so we can talk about value as in financial value, but here we're hearing them say that it has a lot of sentimental value. Sentimental is almost like emotional value.
就像常用的情绪价值哈 ，emotional value， 那 sentimental value 呢是更加的，好像那个情绪更加的 deep， 所以它是无价之宝。
Priceless to the country. It's priceless to France.
But we have some positive developments, 因为最近有两位嫌犯已经落网，已经被抓到了。
Yes, the story moves very quickly here. In just a few weeks, we found out that the police have arrested suspects in connection with the heist, just as one attempted to leave the country.
好，那 suspects 就是一个嫌疑人，对吧？
Yes, these are people who we think might have done it, but we don't have any proof. But they could be the ones to commit the crime.
对，就是 up until sentencing, 直到最后审判判决 ruling 出来了，他们都是 suspects, 就都还是嫌疑人。
Yeah, so we might be looking at the way they look or fingerprints, as you mentioned. We might have found some DNA, something like that, that connects them to them.
对，所以就被抓到了啊。那抓或者抓捕英语是
Yeah, so in English we would say arrested. That's what she means, yeah.
而且呢，这次被抓到的嫌疑人是因为你说他是试图要逃离法国啊 ，trying to flee， 或者另外一个比较 formal 的词呢，就是attempt to do something.
So attempt just means to try, right? So it's a very formal way of saying to try to do something.
法国媒体说两个嫌疑人30多岁，而且之前好像是有一些前科的。
Yes, so these guys were in their 30s and they were known to the police and were recently detained by the police.
Detain 意思就是警察把你扣下来了，是吧？
Yeah, yeah. You're stuck in maybe a little mini prison or you're stuck in the office for a while. Yeah.
但是还有两个人啊，不是一共有 four men 吗？所以另外两个人目前还没抓到。
That's right. So we hear this a lot in the media. These two are at large. It means they're still in the public. They're still in our society.
Okay. So at large here, 这里和大小没什么关系。意思就是这两个人现在 still have not been arrested.
Exactly. Exactly. They're free, as we say. Yeah.
那 at large 基本上就是说是这种 criminal,or suspects at large. If you did not commit any crime, 你、mm. 人家不知道你在哪儿，不太会说 they're at large, right?
Yeah, as you said, it kind of ties back to the word suspect, right? So suspects at large make sense. They're free and we have to catch them. But you wouldn't say that a person is at large. That doesn't make any sense.
还有关键的问题就是珠宝在哪里呀、啊、Where is the jewelry?
The whereabouts of the jewelry also remain unclear.
The whereabouts. 这个词又很形象啊、mm-hmm. 就是这个东西在哪儿 What about it? Where is it? So the whereabouts 就是下落 right? Location.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a very formal word to say the location of something, maybe something very special, right? Could take a while before they find these jewels.
他们比较怕就是这些已经都出境了。就是已经 left France.
Well, where does that leave us now? It seems the thieves have now been captured. But since the jewelry is missing, we may have to revisit this topic down the line. As you suggested, Danny, I'm almost positive this will turn into a blockbuster movie one day.
其实我觉得在变成电影之前哈，它会被拍成什么 true crime， 就现在不是 that's a very popular, very lucrative genre， 就这种根据真实案件改编的一些什么 documentary 纪录片或者 podcast 播客是吧？它一定会变成一个 true crime 的东西。
It sounds exciting. As we mentioned, we talked about all those little details, of the story. I want to know about it too.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道我们的听众，你是不是也是很 fascinated 啊？然后一直在 follow 这个 story。然后你觉得珠宝现在到底在哪里？
On that note, I'd love to hear more about what our listeners think about this story. Now, where do you guys think the jewels ended up?
好，那非常感谢大家收听我们的节目，我们期待和你下次再见。
下次再见。